Welcome to Logical, the first regular podcast navigating legal processes in the United Arab Emirates. I'm Tim Elliott, and in today's podcast, we're diving into an important topic for business investors in the UAE, the minimum share requirement for obtaining an investor visa. Now, with me is Ludmila Yamalova, managing partner of the Dubai-based legal firm HPL Yamalova and Plethka. And as ever, Ludmila, good to see you. Good to chat to you.
Good to be here with you, Tim. As always, pleasure to be chatting with you.
Let's jump in. So first of all, I guess we need a definition, don't we? What's the minimum share capital requirement for an investor visa in the UAE? And what does that mean?
So to qualify for an investor visa in the UAE, business investors must have a share capital in their company valued at a minimum of 50,000 dirhams. Okay. This requirement is critical for linking the investor visa to their business.
Okay, so it's not about a percentage of shares an investor holds, is it?
Exactly. So the eligibility for an investor visa is determined by the value of the share capital and not the percentage of ownership. For instance, an investor could hold just 5% of the company, but if that 5% of ownership represents at least 50,000 dirhams in share capital, that would qualify them for a residence visa. Now, why this is important or an interesting subject to discuss to begin with is because, surprisingly, and perhaps I should not be surprised at this point in time, but we've had a number of clients reach out to us trying to understand this very issue. And that is because, as many of us know, in the UAE, everything is in many ways linked to your UAE residency. Mm-hmm. And there are, historically, there were the grounds or the options to obtain UAE residencies were a lot more limited. In the last 4 years, the UAE has liberalized much of its immigration laws and has, as a result, introduced many different options to be able to obtain UAE residency. And we've covered this particular issue on this podcast many times before in different contexts. But it's still the investor visa or one of the grounds to obtain residency visa, which is investor visa, still remains to not just as an option, but in many people's cases, seems like a preferable option. And investor visa usually means what? Is that it shows that you are a partner in the company, that you are a co-owner in the company. And for whatever reason, for a lot of people, actually, the type of visa that's linked to their residency is important to them. So you can have, if you have a company, you could also have just an employment visa for that same company because you ultimately, in whole or in part, own the company. But in many people's cases, they don't want to have just an employment visa. They actually want their visa to show that they have a partner visa or investor visa. So it was kind of on the back of that we've recently received a number of questions regarding this very topic, is that if somebody owns a business or is a partner in the business or is particularly looking at bringing new partners into the business and therefore diluting their ownership and their percentage in the company. So the question comes up, if I still want to retain my partner visa, if I still want to show investor or partner visa, so, you know, what's the minimum percentage of the company shares that I must have in order to qualify for residency visa on the basis of my being investor or business owner? And so it's on the back of that we thought this would be important issue to kind of to flesh out a little more and clarify what the specific requirement is and in terms of sort of percentage or percentage in the company versus the value of the share. So that's basically what we're talking about today. And specifically is that if you want to have this partner or business owner visa, you only need to make sure that whatever percentage in the company that you have, your share capital is at least 50,000 dirhams. So it's less about, you know, how much percentage, it's more about what's the value of your shares.
Okay. And is this a rule that applies uniformly across the Emirates?
So yes, indeed. And that's because this is the This is the immigration law. So anything to do with UAE residency in particular is governed by the UAE immigration laws. And the UAE immigration law, by very definition, by its very name, means that it's a national law. So it applies at a national level. So this requirement is the same, irrespective of which emirate you are in and which economic zone you are in. So you could be in Ajman, you could be in Fujairah, you could be in Ras Al Khaimah, you could be on the mainland subject to DED license, or you could be in any of the free zones. So the requirement, this is important to highlight because so many of our clients are asking this very question. Well, I'm in Fujairah, a free zone. So like Fujairah free zone has its different requirements or different different rules, but it cannot because it's not the company's law that governs this, but rather the immigration law. So because we're not talking about the company per se, we're talking about the UAE residency that's linked to your company and on which basis the UAE residency is issued that's linked to your company. So it's not up to the specific emirate or specific free zone or economic zone to determine what will qualify you to have this residence visa, because the visa is issued ultimately by the immigration authorities. So by the same token, it's not up to the specific free zones. It's for the country's immigration authorities to sort of set the requirement, and the requirement has been set to be linked to the value of your interest in the company and not your percentage. And that makes sense, right? If you think about it, because it means that the country, if it makes the choice or makes a decision to issue a residence visa, the residence visa issues for at least 2 years. In this context, it's for 2 years. They want to make sure that it's issued to somebody who has some ability to benefit and contribute into the UAE economy. So that's why it's linked more to the value of the shares versus the percentage of the shares. So that's basically kind of the underpinnings and perhaps the background behind this particular requirement.
Ludmila, what are the benefits of holding an investor visa in the UAE?
So an investor visa is a full-fledged UAE residence visa. So and it's that comes with all the benefits and rights that are attached to any other residence type of residence. And but the investor visa is now only for 2 years versus previously, as we've covered before in this podcast, and as many may know, previously the visa was issued for in free zone. So if you had a company in the free zone, you would have a partner or investor visa for 3 years. And now, if you were in the mainland, it was or under DED, you had it for 2 years. Now, under the current immigration law, it's standardized that practice. And so all residence visas in connection with company ownership or even employment visas, any kind of, for the most part, any type of residence visa other than golden visa and what's called the sort of green visas are now issued for 2 years. So this investor visa is also for 2 years, and otherwise it kind of offers all the same kind of benefits as anyone else who is a resident in the UAE, such as ease of travel and the ability to sponsor family members, access to various opportunities and services within the UAE. And this perhaps is one of the more important benefit of residence visa for a lot of investors or business owners is the ability to be able to sponsor their family members, because that's kind of where we see perhaps most interest is that someone wants to be able to sponsor their spouse and their children, their domestic employees, and that's just, that's perhaps one of the kind of reasons why they want to make sure that whatever, visa they have allows them to avail themselves of that benefit. So in short, this residence visa allows, just it's like anything else, and allows them to sponsor their spouses, their children, and the domestic help, all kind of within. So the same regulations, the same limitations, if you will, apply to this kind of investor visa as is, to any other visa. One interesting perhaps kind of a timely update is that if you want to own a car in the UAE, you need to have a residence visa. And, believe it or not, that in of itself, we've had a lot of clients have come to us purely for this, is just to be able to own a car. Because let's say they work in Saudi, right? But they love coming to the UAE, and they love to drive fancy cars. We've had this, believe it or not. And otherwise they could live in the UAE happily because they have, let's say, a passport, a country that allows them kind of a visa-free entry into the country, so they don't need, and they don't spend enough time here to actually require to have a residence visa for purposes of their sort of longer or lengthy durations, but rather they wanted, because they want to buy a car, a Lamborghini, for example, or I don't know, Maserati, whatever the Lotus, whatever the fancy cars are. And just for that very reason, they need to have a residence visa in order to be able to own a car in the UAE. Similarly, if you want, for example, rent a place in the UAE, you need residence. There's different reasons, obviously motivating factors for somebody to want to have residence visa. But because we also know that a lot of people in the UAE have interests in businesses, right? They may not be based here full time, but they have multiple businesses, the multiple interests in different businesses, and so they just want to have the ability to have residence visa for just to be able to benefit from these kinds of perhaps more isolated benefits, such as owning a car or just being able to provide residency to their family members. So they themselves may not want to live in this country, and because their businesses are elsewhere. And this is why also an investor visa is important, because an investor visa, they don't have to be, you know, kind of checking in the country as often as other types of visas, for example. So, but for their family members, they often want their family members to be based here. And so this is, again, one of many cases where, you know, why many of their businessmen who have a business in the UAE want to have residence visa, and hence this discussion about what percentage of ownership is required for them to be able to apply and qualify for the UAE residence visa.
Okay, what about the steps that you need to take to secure an investor visa? Can you walk us through those?
So first, evaluate your share of capital to ensure it meets the 50,000 minimum requirement. Next, you know, gather all the necessary documentation to prove the value of your share capital and your ownership percentage. Then submit your application through the appropriate economic zone authority, whether it's the DD or specific free zone authority. And then finally, just to sort of stay informed about any changes in the immigration laws and regulations to ensure continuous compliance. So here there's an interesting element is in terms of how do you prove that your share capital meets the 50,000 dirham requirement? Because some of it depends on, much of it depends on where your company is based. So, for example, in a lot of the free zones, in order to become a partner in or open up a business, you actually need to deposit the share capital into the bank account in order to qualify to open the company. So upon opening the company, you have actually very clear documentation to show that the share capital was deposited and the amount of that share capital. But for example, in the mainland, there isn't that requirement of depositing your share capital. So the evidence and documentation that exists to help prove that your share capital is at least 50,000 dirhams is somewhat different. So that's basically kind of one nuance that will differ somewhat depending on where your company is based and what documentation exists to prove that what your share capital is and that actually also that you've even deposited it. Sometimes you also need to do the valuation of the company. You know, some companies have grown tremendously and the initial share capital is different from what the value of your share today is. So sometimes it may require also evaluation of the business, to basically update the documentation to show that your share capital is much, much more so than the initial share capital. Because let's face it, a lot of businesses in the UAE were formed kind of at the bare minimum. Since then have grown in value and the percentage of ownership might have been diluted over time. But that's not to say just because If you started with 50% of shares to your name, now you've diluted them to 5%, that you've lost your eligibility requirement because the value of the business might have grown exponentially. So in cases like that, you do need to be prepared to be able to bring in consultants and auditors or evaluators to evaluate the current value of the company and therefore determine your percentage of the company's shares in monetary value.
What should investors do if they need more guidance on their investor visa application, Ludmilla?
Well, as is always the case, it's advisable to consult with legal experts or immigration consultants who specialize in the UAE visa regulations, because they really are the only ones who, arguably at least, maybe that have the authority, that have the knowledge, that have the references to more comprehensively and thoroughly advise and guide. And guides investors in terms of their application process. There's a lot of business consultants that obviously claim, and then perhaps some may know the laws to an extent, but still when we're talking about residency, we're talking about ownership, a lot of the time, each one of these aspects, there's laws that are involved that form the underlying legal framework, be it for company ownership or for residency visa or any other type of sort of interest in the UAE. So if you want to be able to receive advice that you can rely on and ultimately hold your consultant, your advisors accountable for the advice, then you do need to choose advisors who you can ultimately hold accountable for the area of issues that they advised you on. So, for example, if you are relying on legal advice of a real estate consultant or a business consultant doesn't have any legal background, well, then it's kind of, you know, it's your own issue later on if that advice proves to be wrong, because you should not be relying on legal advice of somebody who is not a legal practitioner. That's basically kind of the moral of the story. And why I find it fitting to mention it here is because we do have a lot of cases like this, and especially right now, you know, and in the last 2 years, there've been a lot of new businesses and business people moving into the UAE, or last 3 years, in fact, and setting up companies, and they needed to set up companies very quickly. And they just, you know, obviously there is a lot of these business consultants that all of a sudden mushroomed in a very short period of time, providing services in many languages and languages that that these particular new investors were kind of native to. And and they relied on paid X amount of sort of fixed amount of money to these consultants, set up these businesses, and then only to come back to us a year later, like, oh my gosh, I set up these businesses and it doesn't give me the options or the benefits that I wanted, that I expected, and that I was promised. But who can you hold accountable in those cases? If you're relying on legal advice of somebody who is not legally qualified to do so, I mean, that's sort of, you know, buyer beware kind of thing. So that's why, in terms of my advice, if you are one of those who are new investors or newcomers to the UAE and you're looking to set up a business in the UAE, you're looking to establish residence in the UAE, it would benefit you to rely on advice of those who are properly qualified to provide that advice.
That is another episode of Logical, understanding the minimum share for an investor visa in the UAE. Thank you for listening. And if you're with us on YouTube, thank you for watching. And thanks, as always, to our legal expert, managing partner at Yamalova & Pleska in Dubai, Ludmilla Yamalova. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim, to you, as always.
Look out for more tips on living and investing in the UAE on Logical soon. Reach out to us at LY Law on social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn. Our podcasts are all free at lylawyers.com and wherever you find your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe so you can be informed and empowered. To get a legal question answered, either by a qualified UAE experienced legal professional or in another episode of Logical, click on contact at lylawyers.com.